Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra and our sugya about tzedakah at the very, very bottom of Daf Tet Amud Aleph. And the relatively long piece we're going to look at today is nearly exclusively devoted to Agadah relating to tzedakah with an interesting side story to begin with. Amarava, hai milta ishtoyele ula Meshagesh Orchate de Ime Mishmeid Rabbi Lazar. So this young man, Uli here is not a name, but this young man who messed up or confused the ways of his mother, quoted Rabbi Lazar saying, "My dichtiv ba'elbash tzaka kisiryon," that God wears tzaka like male. Just like male, each fold together creates great armor. Same thing with tzedaka. Every penny you give adds up to a big cheshbon. He had the same lesson from a different pasuk also at the end of Yeshayahu. That all of our righteousness is like a garment of gadol. So just like with garments, every thread makes a big garment. Same idea. Now, parenthetically, why did this rabbi have this somewhat negative name, disgraceful name of Ula, the young man who messed up his mother's direction? We find that Rav Achdavoy Bar Ami was the young man in question. He once asked Rav Sheshet, how do we know that when a Metzora has been already declared Tahor, now he's counting his 7 days, that if he touches a person, the person's Tamei? Marlo Rav Sheshet said, since after all he's Metamei B'gadim, he's Metamei Adam. There's an equation there. So Amarle, the begadim he's wearing. Amarle Dilma Tuma b'chiburim shani. So maybe it's different if he's connected to the Tuma. Somebody who pushed a nevela without directly touching it, not masa, but heseit, is metame begadim that he's wearing, but not another person he touches. So Amarle, so Rav Sheshet said back, "Well, a sheretz to metame adam and alan. How do you know that a sheretz is metame adam? Lamishum the metame begadim isn't because of that." And as we know that a sheretz, if you touch a sheretz, you're metameh the begadim you're wearing. So you must, so you're also metameh adam, so you see there's an equation. So Malay sheretz, so Rav Achdavoy said back to Rav Sheshet, sheretz is an explicit pasuk. Ha'isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. Ha'lashichot zera de metameh adam and alan. So Rav Sheshet then said, so how do you know that if somebody, that shechvat zera itself, that touches a person, how do you know it's metameh? Lamishum the whole metameh begadim metameh adam, isn't it because it's a metameh begadim that it touches, therefore it's metameh adam. And so Rav Achdavoy didn't respond. He said that's also an explicit pasuk. O ish l'rabot etanogea. So ish ashtitzem men shechvat zera. The o ish is to include also somebody who touches it. So you see explicit psukim for that. So it's not because of the equation of Adam, because of an explicit pasuk. So this Rav Achdavoy responded to Rav Sheshet, sort of laughing at him, saying he didn't know how to deal with psukim properly. Rav Sheshet got very upset. He felt very bad. As a result of that, Rav Achdavoy became mute, and he forgot all of his Talmud. So what happened? It turned out that Rav Achdavoy's mother was Rav Sheshet's wet nurse when he was a baby. Atya ime v'kabachya kameis Rav Achdavoy, who was now suffering, his mother came and cried in front of Sheshet. Tzavcha, tzavcha v'lo ashkach v'ayi. She wept, and Rav Sheshet didn't pay attention. Amrale, chazi lahani chadoy dematzim inayu. You see these breasts that you nursed from? In other words, she was trying to evoke rachamim from Rav Sheshet that he would somehow change the curse. By rachamim alevi itzi. So it worked. Rav Sheshet davened, and Rav Achdavoy was healed. But the point was that it was because of his somewhat haughty manner that it caused his mother to have to disgrace herself that way. And that's why he's called Ula Meshagesh Orchate Dime. Now, Uda Atona Laminala, now that we've asked the question about how do we know that a Mitzora of a Mesfuro is Metame Adam, since Metame Begadim cannot be the source, Kedetan Rishim Yachai Omer Menemarkibus Begadim Mesfuro and Menemarkibus Begadim Mechaluto. The Torah says that the Mitzora has to cleanse his garments, meaning be metahir his garments, during the time that he's counting, and also that during the time that he's chalut, that he is outside of the city and has been declared a full mitzvara. So ma'alahal matame adam, v'kan matame adam. And just like when he's mitzvara chalut, at the ultimate degree, if he touches a person, a person touches him, the guy's tame. Similarly here, meis furo. Okay. Amar Abelazar, Gadol Hausetz Taka Miseti Yotem Moshe Rabbeinu. If somebody gives Taka privately, he's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see what that means. Then the Moshe Rabbeinu Ktiv Ki Agort Bnei Hamfachima. Moshe says, in retelling the story of the Egel, I was afraid of God's anger. When it talks about giving Taka discreetly, it says, Matan Miseti Yachpe Af. If somebody gives quietly, he can control anger. It seems to be God's anger. This is at odds with Rabbi Yitzchak. It only quiets if God is angry to the level of af, but if God is really angry, then the tzedakah cannot stop it. Because the second half of the pasuk mentions the chayk, the chima. So it's only af pisha shochar b'cheik chima iza. So even though you've given, as it were, bribery in this staka quietly, nonetheless the chima iza, the hot anger, is still there. All right. So ikadam Rav Yitzchak called Dayan Shino tell shochar mevi chima iza leolam. There's another version where he interprets the second half of the pasuk not as being an interesting way of looking at staka, as sort of secret bribery, but really is talking about bribery itself, and any Dayan who takes bribery brings anger into the world. Not that it can't stop the anger, etc. Anytime you give one coin to the Ani, you get you're deserving of six blessings. And if you make him feel good by talking to him, 11 blessings. We'll see what these are. The pasuk that we dealt with in the previous podcast in Yeshayahu, and after it says that you clothe the naked and to bring poor people into your house, and then the rest of the psukim, I didn't have room to list them on the page, the rest of the psukim, yarichemim, all these beautiful things. This is if you spend time personally talking to the person, making the oppressed person feel good, then what will happen is Arach Bachoshech Orecha Vafelatcha Katzorayim Nachad Unai Tamir Vizbiya Vitzachzachot Nafshecha. Your sun will come out, and your darkness will now be like light, and God will give you all constant rest and repose, and He will make your soul feel good. Vnumche Chorot Olam Mostol Dovador Tekomem. Also the beautiful brachot. Look there in Yeshayahu and see. Rabbi Yitzchak, my dichtiv, rodev tzedakah v'chesed v'sachayim tzedakah v'chavod. If somebody chases tzedakah and chesed, they will find life and tzedakah and kavod. From the rov tzedakah yimtza tzedakah, it's a little strange. If you're chasing after tzedakah, you'll find tzedakah. Meaning, if you're always trying to do tzedakah, you're going to find, as if to say, you'll be poor and need tzedakah. So what does it mean? Amar lecha, kol harodef achar tzedakah. Anybody who chases to try to do tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi lo ma'ot vo seba in tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure to give him money so he can do the tzedakah. So when he really wants to do tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure he'll have the wherewithal. Yitzhak Amari says a little differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi lo bnei adam muganim lasot in tzedakah. He says a little differently that if somebody really wants to do tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he finds the proper recipients, kedekav aleihem scharo, so that you'll get schar for the tzedakah. Afuke mai, as opposed to what? Afuke with the Darash Rabbah. The Darash Rabbah, Rabbah said the following Darash Rabbah, Dichtiv, Vimukshal Nifanecha Beit HaPecha Seimahem. When God is angry, He's going to create a trip in front of us, a stumbling block. What's that? I mean, Yimel Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishalam. Filu B'Shah Shekofin Titzvan Vakshin Lasot Tzedakah Lefanecha. Even when they force themselves to give tzedakah, Am Yisrael, who's evil, Hachshilem Bivnei Adam Shenem Ugaim, send them people who don't really deserve the tzedakah. After all, you give tzedakah to somebody who doesn't need tzedakah, there's no tzedakah there, you're just giving your money away. And if you're unfortunate enough that when you intend to give tzedakah, the person is really fooling you, there's no tzedakah. So you're always saying, even when these people decide to give tzedakah, that you should send them people who are not worthy, so that they will not get a schar for that. Shuvan Levi Amar Kol Argil Asot Tzedaka Zoche Havi Lebanim Baalei Chochma. Somebody who usually gives tzedaka, then he's zocha to have children who are wise, and it's all based on the pasuk rotev tzedakah v'chesed. Balei osher, wealthy, balei agada, people who know agada, balei chochma, how do we know this? Balei chochma, dichtiv, yimtzach chayim. It says rotev tzedakah v'chesed, yimtzach chayim. Chayim is chochma. Balei osher, dichtiv, tzedakah. In other words, they'll be able to give tzedakah. Balei agada, dichtiv, v'chavod. How do we know that kavod is that? Ha-chavod, uchdiv hatam, kvod chachamim yinchalu. So kavod means the tradition of the chachamim. That's her agadah. Tanya, hayar meir amir. Yesh lo lebal hadin ha-shivcha v'lomar lecha. A person could challenge you about the whole notion of staka and say, im Elohechem ohev haniyim, who, if God really loves these poor people, neima inom farnasan, why doesn't he take care of them? In other words, if God loves them, why are they poor? And from the other perspective, if God doesn't love them, why are you helping them out? And Morlo, here's your answer. Kadeshin Yitzol Anu Vahen Medina Shal Gehenom. They are there so that we can give tzedakah and earn our way out of Gehenom. Vezu Sheila Shal Turnus Rufus Rarashat Rabbi Kiva. Famous conversation between Turnus Rufus, the Roman governor, and Rabbi Kiva. Imelo Echem Ohevani Imhu Mnei Mainum Farasam. Same question. Kadeshin Yitzol Anu Vahen Medina Shal Gehenom. So Amarle, Turnus Rufus then said to him, Adrab, Vezu Shemachai Vatan Gehenom. Feeding them is what's going to get you in trouble. And so, I'll give you an example. A king was angry at one of his slaves and put him in prison. And he told the guards not to feed him or give him a drink. So this is the poor person. And one guy went on his own, fed him and gave him a drink. When the king hears, isn't the king going to be angry? Here's people that God has decreed should be poor and starve, and you're helping them. And after all, the analogy is good because in your own Torah you're called slaves. He says the mashal is different. The proper analogy is that if the king was angry at his son, the prince, put him in prison, and he told the guards not to feed him or give him drink, the king was very angry. And one guy went on his own and fed him and gave him a drink. When the king hears, won't the king send him a present? Thank you, I was too angry, but you saved my son. And we are called the sons of Hashem. So then Turnus Rufus said, Marlo, Atem Krim Banim Ukrim Avadim. So Turnus Rufus said, which is it? Are you slaves or so he said, Atem Krim Banim Ukrim Avadim. So what's the answer? Is Van Shatem Osim et Sonosh Makom Atem Krim Banim. So Turnus Rufus said to him, so fine, I grant that you're also called God's children. But you're called God's children and called God's slaves. So it seems to me that you're called God's children when you're doing God's will and you're close to God. And you're called God's slaves when you're far away and you're not doing His will. And now you're not doing God's will. So Rufus is evidently saying this because either he sees from the fact that they've been exiled that God was angry with them, or else the fact there's no Beit HaMikdash means they're not fulfilling God's will with the Korbanot. Amarlo, harehu omer, halo foros, harev lachmecha, v'anim rudin tavi bayit. What does Yeshayahu say? Give tzedakah, give food to the hungry, and bring poor people into your house. So, emat ha'anim rudin tavi bayit, when are you going to bring poor people into your house? V'zvan she'en atam atzim etzon shalom akom. When do you bring poor people in your house? That's now. Now we have poor people. Nonetheless, we're commanded to give tzedakah. So you see that even when, from your perspective, we're only avadim, and God is not happy with us, nonetheless, we're still committed to give tzedakah. Okay, Adam Shabbi Yosef Rebbe Shalom. Kashem Shonatav Shal Adam Ksuvinu Merosh Hashanah. Kachas Shonatav Shal Adam Ksuvinu Merosh Hashanah. Just like, as the sugya in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah says, your financial success in the year is determined on Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, what you're going to lose is determined. Zacha, if you're zacha, lo foros levachmecha, whatever you're going to expend will be given in tzedakah. Lo zacha v'nim rudim tavi bayit. If not, then you're going to end up being poor anyways, and you'll have poor people in your house. Ki ha divnei achter Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's sister's children and his nephews, he saw in a dream that they were going to have to lose 700 dinarim that year. Asinu, what he did is he convinced them, and he got them to give tzedakah. He didn't tell them about the dream. He just got them to give tzedakah. Pushka bayu shevsa dinari, and 17 dinarim were left. He got them to give 683 dinarim. Kimata mali yom lechipuri, when Yom Erev Yom Kippur of the next year came, sharvei keser lektinu. The Roman governor came and seized 17 dinarim from the family. So Yechem ben Zakkai lo tidchalon. He said, "Don't worry." They were worried. Don't worry. Shevsa dinarim kabayichu shaklinu minayichu. It's 17 dinarim that you had that really they deserved. They were supposed to be taken away. They said, "How do you know, Uncle?" I saw a dream that you were supposed to lose that much. So why didn't you tell us if we would have given it all away? I'd rather you do the mitzvah lishma and not give it away because I'm going to lose it anyways. Go to tzaka, do the proper mitzvah, and that was much better. Papa was walking up the stairs, walking up a ladder. Shtamid kare bayin mepal. The leg broke down. He almost fell. Amar hashta keni chayav manda soni li. I'm chayav. The one who hates me, meaning myself. I'm chayav k'mechal shabbatot chavdei of the lekoch chavim. This is picking up on the famous drasha of Rav Yosef that says that even though there's no mitot beitin, there's kimitot beitin. So if somebody's chayav skila, for instance, they'll fall from a high place, like beit haskila. So he says, I'm being treated like mechal shabbat and of the avad kachavim. I almost fell from a high place. Chia barav midif to the rav papa. So one of the students said to him, Shema ani baliyadcha velo pernasto. Maybe a poor man came to you and you didn't help him. If somebody doesn't give tzedakah, somebody needs it, and you don't help him, it's like doing avodah zarah. And so avodah zarah is chayv skila. In the parsha of tzedakah, it says, make sure you don't have a low thought in your heart and not give tzedakah. In the parsha of Irani Dachar, it says, people of low character, Bnei Belial, went out and did Avodah Zarah. So you see, Belial is associated with Avodah Zarah. Malah halanu rakachavim avkarim onad kachavim. Similarly, the thought of saying, here's somebody in need, and I'm not going to help him when I can, that's some sort of an Avodah Zarah. Tan Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, kol tzedakah v'chesed Yisrael osin ba'olam hazeh, shalom gadol fraklitin gadolim ben Yisrael avinu shem hashamayim. All that tzedakah that Am Yisrael does in this world is peace and sort of positive advocates between Yisrael and God. Shneimar k'omar Adonai al tavo beit marzeach v'al telech lispod v'al tanud lahem ki asafti et shtolmi me'eit hamazeh. I've gathered all my peace from these people. And I have nothing to do with them. Et ha'chesed v'tarachamim. So what's that chesed? Z'gnur chesedim. Rachamim zutztaka means those things are the shalom between me and them, and I've gathered them up. At that point, they're not accepting it. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gedolat tztaka shemekarevet et ha'geula. Tztaka is great because it brings the geula closer. Shneimar k'omar Adonai shemur mishpat v'asu tztaka, ki krova yishuati lavo v'tzidkati lehigalot. We know this famously as the haftara of a ta'anit. Do tztaka because my redemption is coming soon. There's 10 hard things, meaning hierarchically hard things in the world. Har kasheh, barzel mechatcho. You've got a mountain which is hard, but metal can cut through. Barzel kasheh or mefat pao. But metal is hard, but fire can forge it. Or kasheh, fire is hard. Mayim mechabinoto, water puts it out. Similar to the midrash of Avram and Nimrod. Mayim kashim avim sovlinoto. Water is hard, and yet the clouds can carry them. Avim kashim ruach mfazratan. The clouds are strong, but the wind can push them around. Ruach kashah guf sovlo. The wind is hard, and yet the body, a person's body, can withstand it. Guf kashah pachad shovro, and yet the body is strong, and fear can break it. Pachad kashah yain mefigo. But if you have difficult fear and you drink some wine, you can feel better. Yain kasheh shenam mfachato. If wine doesn't work, is working against you, you can sleep. Death is the strongest of them all. Staka can save you from death. The pshat in the pasuk is you could give staka and save somebody's life, but the drasha is by giving staka it saves you from death. In human affairs, if a person gives a big gift to the king, Safek mekablin oto emenu, safek ein mekablin oto emenu. Maybe they'll take it, maybe they won't. So no mekablin oto emenu, if they accept it, safek ro'a p'nei melech, safek ein ro'a p'nei melech. Maybe you'll see the king, maybe you won't see the king. Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay, not with God. Adam noten prutal ani, you give one little coin to an ani, zocher mekabal p'nei shchina, you see God. God only loves the gift and accepts the gift, but you get to see the king. Shema ani betzedek echazef anecha es ba'am b'hakitz tumunatecha. That's the way it's darshan. Rabbi Elazar, yayiprut al ani v'adar matzah. Rabbi Elazar used to give a coin before davening. Give it a tzedakah, then I could see God. What does it mean to say that when I wake up, I will be sated with your picture, with your image? These are Tamar Chum who push sleep away from their eyes in this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them a full image of the Shechina in Olam Haba. We'll stop at this point and pick up with Rabbi Yochanan's drasha on the pasuk in Mishlei as we continue in this long agada about tzedakah and take us to the next Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.